Yeah, it still feels pretty early in the morning to me. I don't know about you. So I wanted to thank Anne, Carol, Sarah, Claude for having me today, and thank you for the excellent presentations. I will try to move quickly to some pictures and some stories, but I'll just touch upon some of the more didactic and academic parts of leadership and public health. Like Anne mentioned, I am a senior clinical advisor at the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion at HHS. It's within the Office of the Secretary. I am a physician and preventive medicine specialist. I participated in the Kentucky Public Health Leadership Institute recently, and I'm going to talk mainly about our team project. And this was implementing the Farm to School program in Kentucky. We implemented it in three different counties. I'm going to focus on one county, which I primarily worked in, and my other team members worked in different counties throughout the state. The goals of the program were to reduce childhood obesity while stimulating the local economy. My attorneys at HHS say that I should read these, so I'll just say the following personal financial relationships with commercial interests. Robin, this presentation existed during the past 12 months, no relationships to disclose. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the agency or the United States. Okay. So I'll briefly talk about the Kentucky Public Health Leadership Institute model and the problem of childhood obesity in Kentucky. Some of the paradigms we used were systems thinking, meta-leadership, and of course the farm to school. And I'll focus mainly on the program in Fayette County. Fayette County is coextensive with the city of Lexington in Kentucky. Lexington is the second largest city after Louisville in Kentucky. The Kentucky Public Health Leadership Institute, which we call K-Philly, is a one-year program. It utilizes the action learning model, so the scholars are learning through the action. Two of the major components are the team project and the individual development plan. Our director believes very strongly in learning from reading, so we do have two required books, Peter Senge's Fifth Discipline, Malcolm Gladwell's The Tipping Point, and we also present on two leadership books of our own. I think the curriculum is really well developed, and it's described on our webpage here. And if you want to learn more about the basis and the evidence behind some of the approaches, you can check that out. Or if you just Google KPHLI, you'll find it at the first link. Childhood obesity is a significant problem in Kentucky and really in a lot of other places in the U.S. A lot of you probably know some of these issues, but I'll just touch on some of the biomedical issues are that childhood obesity can often persist into adulthood, increase risk for diabetes, heart disease, certain types of cancer, for example, endometrial cancer, colon cancer, breast cancer. Psychosocial consequences are also important. It can lead to increased risk for anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, stigmatization. Obesity actually predicts poor school performance. Economic consequences can be both direct costs of treating obesity and obesity-related illnesses, as well as loss of productivity, absenteeism from obesity and obesity-related illnesses. In Kentucky, it's actually the fourth highest rates of all of the states in the nation, and 18% of high school students in Kentucky are obese. I won't go into a lot of detail here, but I just wanted to mention that the systems thinking approach was really a core part of the K-Philly curriculum. And here is an illustration using one of the archetypes from Peter Senge's The Fifth Discipline, and also incorporating mental models, and those are the little bubbles with thoughts that stakeholders or people might have. And so what I just want to mention is that there are a lot of different elements in a complex system, and it's important to understand the interaction in order to know what you might be able to do to intervene and improve health behaviors and health outcomes. You can see there's parental obesity issues, there's sedentary activity, poor diet, and all of these really contribute to the problem of childhood obesity. And it's important to try to address the underlying cause, the root cause, rather than trying to just treat one of the more superficial symptoms. And so this is the idea of systems thinking that we were trying to use. Meta-leadership is a concept that I really like. This was developed by the National Preparedness Leadership Initiative and the CDC. So it was a cooperative between the Harvard School of Public Health, Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. And there are five components of meta-leadership that they describe. Self-awareness, situational awareness, so being aware of yourself and your surroundings, and then leading down, which is kind of the traditional, more classic leadership model, but also leading up, which you see more and more. And I think one of the key components of meta-leadership is this idea of leading across. And so this is really crucial for public health, where cooperation, collaboration across organizations is really crucial and critical in terms of transforming communities. And so it's about leveraging resources and staff and working with partners across organizations to really make change. The CDC actually sponsors meta leadership summits, and if you have the opportunity to go to one, I'd highly recommend it. Or if you have a large project that needs preparedness in your community, then I think you can actually ask the CDC to come and do one of these summits. So I'd really encourage you to look into that if you're interested. I'll just mention the basics of the farm-to-school model. Some of you may be familiar with this, and the aspect of bringing locally grown produce into the cafeteria. So that's really the central aspect of farm to school. And it's about improving childhood nutrition while at the same time promoting local agriculture and stimulating the local economy. And there are three components. I mentioned the cafeteria component, that's bringing in the locally grown, nutrient-rich produce into the school cafeterias. There's also a classroom component, so it's teaching children about nutrition, about physical activity, the importance of health. And then there's a community component, so it's engaging the families and the community members at large to try to better understand the local agriculture and promote that local agriculture while at the same time promoting childhood nutrition. There's a good amount of evidence that is continually accumulating about the benefits of farm to school, changing the knowledge, the behavior, the attitudes of children toward local healthy foods. It's had impact on parents and teachers and other aspects of the community. And so it's also shown to have modest improvement in local farmer income. So it's still being studied and it being evaluated, but there is a good amount of accumulating evidence to suggest these findings. And now I'll move on to some of the stories of our team project. We first started the K Philly Institute program starts in April, and then we met with the K Philly team a few times before July. And in that process, we applied to participate in the statewide farm-to-school workshop. So each of the members of my K Philly team tried to form a farm-to-school team in their community. And so I'll talk about the one that I formed in my community in Fayette County. And so to participate in the workshop, we had to really apply this concept of meta leadership and reach out to leaders in different organizations. So for the workshop, I was able to have someone from the Lexington Farmers Market. It was actually the director. We had the director of the Fayette County Public Schools Food Service. We had extension agents from the Cooperative Extension Service. And we had some of the nutritionists and the community programs of the Lexington Fayette County Health Department. So that's a local health department. And by the end of the workshop, we're able to create a plan that had that community component, the classroom component, and the cafeteria component, and a plan of action and how to actually implement that. And so that was in July. By December, we actually had our first program in Farm to School in a pilot school. And this was after monthly meetings with a number of other stakeholders that we got involved in Fayette County. We chose this school because of the enthusiasm of the cafeteria manager, but also because this was a school that had a high rate of free and reduced lunches, which is an indication of the socioeconomic status of the children that go there. And it was a population that we wanted to try to reach preferentially. So those are the two reasons we chose this school. We used sweet potatoes as our first vegetable, and it was locally grown. We gave students, you can see on this this kid's shirt, there's a little sticker there, and I have to say that the stickers were really a motivation for kids to try this. And once, you know, one of the peer leaders at the table took a sticker and tried it, you can see everyone at the table just trying it. And I was impressed that 70% of the students were just tried a sweet potato, which is something that a lot of kids hadn't tried in the past. So we were keeping track of how many people by the number of stickers we were handing out, so we really could accurately count the 70%. This was also complemented by a classroom component. Here you have Jennifer Rodebaugh. She's a first grade teacher. And in this display that she is next to, the pictures were actually colored by one of the students in her classroom, and they represent the stages of the life cycle of the sweet potato. And so this was a great way to get the students involved, and they read together about healthy nutrition, physical activity. I sat in the class when they were doing this, and it was really nice to see. And we also had a community component. So this was hosted at the Arboretum, which became one of our major partners. On the left, you have Jeff, who's the director of the farmers market. On the right, you have Marcia, who's the director of the Arboretum. We had some fresh farm produce that was donated by the farmers market. We had displays, handouts, activities, games, prizes. And it was a real nice way to engage the community beyond just the school environment. We continued programs. In April, we had another cafeteria component. On the left in the green, you can see this is Gail Tompkinson. She's actually the farmer that grew the locally grown organic mixed greens. And she came in with this display. And what's really nice about this display, it was created by her son, who is an elementary school student, not in this particular school, but another school in the district. And Gail didn't notice, but in one of these pictures on the display, her son was in the background, and all of the children seemed to notice that right away. And one of the children actually mentioned, "Hey, I know that kid. He's in my basketball team." And so this is just like such a nice way of a peer reaching out to another peer in an elementary school and them understanding about agriculture and nutrition. So I really like the fact that the student could reach another student in such a way. In May, we actually used asparagus, and you can't tell in this picture, but we were giving one piece of asparagus at a time, and that can be quite intimidating to children, especially if you haven't tried asparagus before. But still, 60% of the students voluntarily tried this. Well, they didn't have the incentive of the sticker, but I think it was a real success for an unusual vegetable that maybe children hadn't seen so much. Again, there was a classroom component to complement that cafeteria program. The science teacher participated, the local health department nutritionists offered curricular support. And this was coordinated with a community program at the Arboretum. So this picture is actually of the children's garden at the Arboretum. And it's really fantastic. As you can see, it's more like a mini amusement park or fair than a garden. I thought I would go there and there'd be, you know, there'd be a little garden, but I get there and there's, you know, there's music and, you know, fountains and bridges and all kinds of great stuff there. So as part of that grand opening, we had a farm-to-school presence, and there were, again, some displays and handouts, nutrition, local agriculture. The farmers market donated $5 tokens to the first 20 families that came from our pilot school at Lansdowne Elementary. We had another cafeteria component. This time it was locally grown strawberries, and we integrated some lessons with this, some math and geography based on the distances to the farms and the cost of bringing strawberries from California versus Kentucky. And so it was a nice way to have some lessons that are more based in kind of what the children need to learn for their exam. So I really liked some of the displays that were used in that lesson. And then the last program that I participated in was in August. And At the Arboretum, they hosted the 5th annual Tomato Festival. And again, we had the displays, the activities, the games for children, some talks on nutrition and local agriculture. And as you can see, there are a lot of different programs and engaging many different stakeholders and partners. There was the cafeteria, there was the classroom, there was the community, a real systems-based approach to try to affect health behaviors and health outcomes. I'll just talk about some of the media coverage we got. I don't know if any of you have ever lived in a smaller city, but I was impressed how many people noticed that. You know, my picture is actually below the fold. My hand is here holding the sticker above the fold, but my picture is down here. And everyone, you know, I knew saw that, and it was kind of cool to get the promotion and such a positive highlight from the newspaper. We also had some TV coverage. I don't believe there's internet in here, but I'll just try to click on this and... Okay, no. Well, in any case, there was a great TV spot that highlighted the program and really did a great job of talking about the different components. The Commissioner of Health of Fayette County said, "What you and that team did is public health at its best, a team effort that turned into a win-win for a lot of people. I'm proud to be associated with you." I think it's really about this partnership, about the meta-leadership, real themes of public health that we were able to demonstrate in our project. Recently had a paper accepted. It should be online this week. And so if you look at the Journal of Public Health, this will talk a lot about the details of the evidence and some of the models that were used in developing our team project. Some future directions. We actually did secure a state grant for $5,000, so a mini grant, and that's going to be used for the expansion to other classrooms in the school, other schools in the district. There are actually 50 schools in the county in the Fayette County School District, and so it's important to develop a larger infrastructure to really connect farmers and cafeterias. And again, in public health, it's important for us to evaluate our programs and really know and demonstrate that they are working. So that's an important future direction for farm to school. I just want to acknowledge some of the major partners that we had. So Lansdowne Elementary School, that was the pilot school, the Fayette County Public School Food Services, the Farm to School National Network, the Cooperative Extension Agency, the Farmers Market, the local health department, the University of Kentucky, the Arboretum, and there were some other partners as well, and it was really an effort of a few dozen people that were involved in meeting and developing these programs. And so I will be glad to email you more information if you're interested. My email is myfirstname.mylastname@hhs.gov. So feel free to email me if you have more questions or want to learn more about Farm to School or the Kentucky Public Health Leadership Institute. Thank you so much for having me today, and I think we'll probably have time for some questions altogether.